We're talking about how to design a REST API. Many developers believe that it's really, really difficult to model a REST API. And to tell you the truth, there are a lot of nuances to it, but what we've done over the past couple of years is work on a tool that enables any developer to walk up and reuse their existing object-oriented design knowledge to actually design a REST API. And we are walking through the process of actually building a full-fledged REST API and then scaffolding that into actual code. I work on a team out of Shanghai that focuses on building REST APIs, and the technology that we build powers most of the REST APIs at Microsoft. So all the stuff that you saw today with the Graph APIs and the new Excel API that we talked about and everything else, this is all powered by OData.
My name is Mark Stafford. I'm a PM on the OData team at Microsoft. I work out of the Shanghai office. My job is about making REST APIs easier to build for everyone in the world. And so at Microsoft, we have a bunch of people that build REST APIs. There's a lot of people outside of Microsoft who are building REST APIs. And so my job is to make that easy and interoperable.
OData is nothing magical, it's just a standard, right? So if you have worked with REST APIs at all, especially if you've consumed them, every single time you consume a REST API, you have to go read the documentation to understand little things like, if I only want five items back, do I need to use the query string parameter limit or count or top or something else? And so OData standardizes some of those sorts of things. But what I really wanted to talk about today was around REST API design.
Yeah, well, if you walk up to any given REST API today, you have to do a lot of learning about it in order to understand how to consume it. So if I walk up to Twitter's REST API, or Facebook's REST API, their Graph API, or if I walk up to Instagram's REST API, or any one of a number of other REST APIs, I really have to go out and read the documentation in order to understand how to use that. But there's an even bigger problem. Because each of these REST APIs are custom, there is no interoperability that we can get out of it. So I can't connect that REST API easily to Cortana Intelligence or to anything else, really.
And so I was going to give a demo that walked us through the process of designing a REST API. And the experience that I've had is that most people who need to go build a REST API have never done so before, right? Like, how many people in here have actually built a REST API before? A couple. So most of you, if you had to walk up and build a REST API, like you would be starting from scratch, right? Like you would go do research on the internet, and so the tool that we have built is not something that's designed to bring revenue back into Microsoft. It's something that we would release as open source, and it's actually publicly hosted right now. You can go try it right now if you want to. But the magic of it is that it should allow any developer who understands how to build an object graph, right? So if you can design classes in JavaScript or in C# or in Java or what have you, you should be able to reuse that particular knowledge in order to actually come up with a good REST API design. And you won't have to know things like, hey, to build a proper REST API, I need to support delete this way, right? And you know, how do I support update? Do I use put or do I use patch? You know, all these questions that go into actual REST API design will be removed from you. So if that is an interesting topic to you and you want to see the demo of this magical tool, please come find me either afterwards here or at the venue. I can run it on my laptop. It's just a website that gets loaded and I have it loaded in my Chrome browser already. Don't tell anybody I used Chrome because I work for Microsoft. So if you want to talk about that or REST APIs or anything else, I'm wearing a blue checked shirt. I don't see anybody else wearing a blue checked shirt. Thanks. And thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
It's been really amazing over the past 5 years to see how Microsoft's attitude towards open source has fundamentally changed. And now what my team works on is proper open source. We actually accept contributions, we ship those external contributions in Windows and other significant pieces of software. The one concept that I want people to take away is the idea that REST APIs can be interoperable, should be interoperable, and it's really not difficult to build an interoperable REST API. I have really, really enjoyed being part of it and being able to connect with Microsoft's customers all around the world. As I'm sure you can imagine, it's easy to get into the day-to-day groove of our jobs at Microsoft and focus inwardly as opposed to connecting with customers and focusing on what customers actually need. Conferences like this give us the ability to go talk to customers in a very intimate one-on-one type setting, and that is my favorite part about these sorts of conferences.